Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is it?
If you haven't got the skinny nozzle, you're getting that frizz, hun. Do you know what I mean?
Lion cubs.
Yeah.
You know, not like the big lion.
The big dog. The big cat.
The big lion, don't know.
I just feel for my own mental health, having a dirty rim is the way.
Oh, wait. Coming in the side door. Excuse me. Don't use that as a clip.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
Me, Peter Crouch.
And
the Wanderer returns.
The prodigal son returns.
How are we? Have you missed me?
Where the hell have you been?
Mexico, baby. Sick.
God, how was so it?
Good. Amazing. Best place I've ever been. Maybe apart from Thailand. Best place ever.
Don't rub it in.
Have you been? You went to Cabo?
I've been to Mexico before. Yeah, we've been a couple of times, haven't we?
Did you go to Mexico with your friends?
I went to Cancun a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, of course you did.
I think it's slightly different. I mean, you went all over, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to Mexico City, Oaxaca, San Jose del Pacifico. Which
is that where you've got hackers on?
Yeah.
Oaxaca?
I was backpacking. I then finished in Puerto Escondido, which is unreal.
Listen to the accent.
Puerto Escondido.
Oh, listen to it.
Felicia Scrunches.
It's very impressive, that bilingual shit you've got going on.
It got me out of a bit of shit with the cartel when I was over there.
Oh, did it now?
Do you bring those hocker trainers back?
Mate, you get yourself to Liverpool, these are all the range. You should see the Montrex trackie. You've got to go with them.
Am I out of touch here? Or are these trainers getting worse for these kids?
These give me like an extra 3 inches as well.
You don't need an extra 3 inches. You're already 6'3".
Can you imagine me? Yeah. Imagine me, and that's not what I need. You know, sometimes like a lot of these trainers now, they've got the big
platform
on them.
You've got a little bit of a wedge going on yourselves.
A little bit of a wedge.
Just need a bit more height.
There's nothing better than the tall man, then.
Well, I hope so, because that's what you've got.
Good.
Bit of length.
What have you guys been up to in my absence?
Oh, my God. You know that song, Everywhere You Go, Always Take the Weather With You? We are normally renowned for bringing...
Yeah, I don't have any renown.
We are renowned.
We've never had a bad experience until...
The end of 2023, but 2024, we are not bringing this vibe. So we went to the Maldives for Christmas. We thought we were all going on the 27th, so we were up at the crack of dawn, bags packed, and Pete got the day wrong, obviously. So,
I'm giving up with holidays. I just don't. It's just I'm not very good. That used to be my thing. Do you remember?
I used to
whisk her off and take you somewhere special.
Yeah, you have never failed when it comes to holidays, like destinations, like planning it. It's normally perfect, but obviously Thailand was an absolute disaster, weather-wise. But babe, you can't control the weather. You know, everything that you planned, if it was sunshine, would have been
great,
perfection.
Wouldn't it?
And last year, 2022, we renewed our vows in the Maldives and we had the most incredible time. So we thought we'd kind of replicate that this year. Well, last year now. And it just didn't go to plan. So we've got a bit of... Peter's got a tremendous fear of global warming. Beyond belief.
Now, it's not a tremendous fear.
No, it is.
I just feel like there's things are happening.
You're seeing it. You're seeing it.
David was right.
We were in Portugal when there was a fire.
Yeah.
And then we were in Greece with the fires and stuff.
So we had to flee both times.
And the weather just didn't feel right this year. Well, picture the scene, right? We've got a lovely place we're staying in, but we're obviously right on the beach. And I'm, I put a towel over my head in the middle of the night, 2 a.m, and I was checking sea levels.
Do you know what?
I was thinking, what am I doing?
How did you go off a yardstick or something?
I've paid to be it. I was just thinking, I was monitoring the tide.
So we don't.
I went in the sea and just. I don't.
Christmas is the perfect time, like, to go to the Maldives. Normally, like, the weather, you know, it's one of the places you go and you don't even think about the weather because it's normally fantastic. And, you know, we arrived and it was torrential rain. We got the boat over to the hotel. You know, it's the most incredible hotel, beautiful beach villa. But the pool was actually flooded with the rain. Like, it was up to the max. All the kids are asleep. This is like 10 p.m. And I'm like, Pete, I'm just not sure about this.
I was actually totally, totally fine. Like, and then when Ab woke me up, I thought, obviously, she's a lot more dramatic than me, right? I thought...
Go away.
you know, I'll be the voice of reason here. And then, obviously, I started thinking about it. And I was thinking, I'm looking at the pool and it was overflowing. And I thought, well, what's the difference between the pool and the sea? Yeah. Really, there's rocks that kind of keep it all calm, but the other side of those rocks is like deep, deep, deep ocean.
Yeah.
And you're just in the middle of nowhere. There's no high ground. And I started thinking, four kids asleep here.
Four babies as well. Like, Sophia's obviously a champion swimmer, so she would be completely fine. Pete's fantastic swimmer. Me and the other three, we'd be, you know, dust.
Fish food.
We kind of got into that mindset and then...
It's obviously totally wrong. Now, I'm sure there's going to be, you know, scientists and, environmentalists who say that it's totally safe and that, you know, but I just didn't feel it, so.
So we left after 24 hours.
Fucking hell.
And, you know, it's an eventful day doing a 12-hour flight with four children. And for some stupid reason, I decided to wear, like, cream pants and got
a nice
glass of red wine.
Because you thought it was going to be hot.
I know. Got a glass of red wine, one of the babies... run past, knocked it all over me. So then I was like drenched and maroon. And then the air hostess got me another glass of red and the same thing happened again. So I was sitting there like just like a berry.
But we were already like shell-shocked from what happened, right? So it was like I looked over and do you know when the chair's like swimming with red wine. She just sat in it. And like, she didn't even move. Like, she just looked at me and went,
I'm over this.
Fuck me. It was just like, fuck it. What is going on?
You know, kids kind of don't even notice the weather.
Mm.
You know, they had the most amazing time regardless. But, you know, that kind of panic set in and we just felt... We didn't feel safe. Like,
that was
we
all, just that wanted was to go home. That was all it
but
was.
But what we did have an amazing Zumba lesson. It was fab. But there's a guy.
That was interesting.
There's a guy in the hotel called Joker. You know, he kind of runs all the entertainment in the hotel. So, like, last year.
Got some moves.
He's got some moves. But, like, last year, he'd be, like, you know, doing all the football with the kids, all the games. And our kids just loved him. So that was probably the hardest part, leaving, like seeing them, because everyone was so sad and disappointed. But we did a dance lesson, and obviously, because I would strictly.
I would love to see Pete doing Zumba.
We've got the video, Sophia filmed us, but it was torrential rain.
But he said to me, don't worry, it'll only be you two.
Yeah.
It turned up, there was absolutely loads of people.
Because it was raining, there was kind of nothing to do. So it should have been like on the beach or whatever, but it was in like a boxing ring, which was covered. So there was about 20 guests all in this boxing ring. And I was like, he said, does someone want to, you know, volunteer?
Hand straight.
I was like that.
Like that.
I was
like, me.
And I knew all the moves. It was fab. And because I knew I was doing a Zumba class, I put this like little fringy t-shirt on so it'd move. It was fab, wasn't it? Salsa.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it.
You loved it. Pete was like, come on, let's practice again. And like, two left feet.
No, there was another fella there. I didn't think I was too bad.
You were good.
I was all right. I thought I was too bad. I thought I got the moves.
We should upload it on our
It's a nice little routine. It was good. I had it down. But then there was another Spanish fella. I couldn't speak any English. And once it started getting
Pete's
a bit
like,
more
mañana.
See you tomorrow. He was like, no. It's good though. Enjoyed that.
How did that affect your New Year's?
Well, we got home at like 9 a.m. at 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve, fucked, shell-shocked, because the plane coming home was also...
Yeah.
so turbulent. When we got to the airport from Maldives to leave, the flight couldn't land because the weather was so bad. So it was circling for 2 hours. And all the crew there were fantastic. They were the crew we had going out, and they were staying in Mali for like 2 days, and they were all shell-shocked. They were like, this weather was like so scary. So they were like, we've been tracking the flight, and luckily the pilot in the UK put extra fuel in, so it couldn't land. So then we thought the flight was going to be cancelled, and we were stuck in the airport. But anyway, managed to get on. But it was so turbulent, wasn't it? Like,
it wasn't ideal. No. And then obviously when we got home, obviously the weather's horrendous. I just loved English rain. I went, this is fucking safe rain. So I know what this is. Yeah. I mean, I've played in this for my whole life. So thank God.
You're like Andy Dufresne at the end of Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Like basket.
I was like, oh, England rain. Yeah. It's just, you know where you are with it. You know what I mean?
But we had like no food in or anything, like got home, like not even a pint of milk or a loaf of bread or anything.
Yeah. We just went straight to bed. So New Year's Eve, 10 o'clock. Yeah. Everyone was asleep.
And then...
That's the way to
grim.
Do it. Yeah.
Grim.
So we decided we'll take the kids to London to do something nice because it was obviously Johnny's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hell. Hell.
We went to see a show and Jack just decided to cry for a slushy.
For 2 hours?
I think it was the entire first part.
But he'd already had a slush.
Yeah.
He'd already had one, but he dropped it.
He was going, I want a slush. I want a slush.
Can you imagine, right? After the debacle of the Maldives, right? On a slush. I was like, oh, I'm going to put him in a slush machine.
And we were doing dry Jan at this point, stupidly.
At this point, second of Jan.
And Pete said he was going to the toilet. Just came back with 2 glasses of red wine. Yeah. And I was like, you just read my mind.
Oh, that's class.
Yeah. So then, yeah, I mean, in the end, we just like, do you know what? Let's just cut our losses.
Go home.
And went home, yeah.
Coming on to the weekly wines, I've actually got a weekly shine for you because...
Oh, really?
Over the whole Christmas period, you have been amazing. This therapy is obviously working because he's taking note, he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no more shitty presents. I had a lot. And you know what that Argos box was?
Shitty presents.
You know what that Argos box was?
You're welcome.
The most incredible present.
Incredible.
This camera that I wanted.
Mm.
So you never judge a book by its cover?
Yeah, Argos is the new Harrods.
Yeah. Well, listen, no, you know what? You got a great present there. I knew you'd love it. That's why I was comfortable with it.
So Rochelle Humes, my friend, we went to an event together.
I think people know who she
name
is.
Name drops.
Yeah.
You could have just said Rochelle, my friend.
Well, she is my friend, fucking hell. She had this camera, which was amazing, and it's got all these settings on and different blah, blah, blah. And you take the pictures on this digital camera.
Yeah.
And they just automatically go onto your phone.
Yeah.
She could not believe my level of technical ability.
What, that it was so low?
She thought I was joking. Like, I was, because I am literally a dinosaur when it comes to phones. I'm like... doing all this and she couldn't understand. I was just mind blown that this camera could take a picture and then it'd be on your phone. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I find it amazing as well.
So Pete got me one and...
didn't charge it. Still in the bag. But it looks amazing. I've got it here.
So the only pictures we took of the Maldives were in the airport in Giraffe when all the kids were still fighting then actually. I don't know if it's a thing, the age thing. They're just fighting all the time. Like the boys, like
really
proper.
Are. Killing each other now.
Are they?
Proper brawling. I cannot believe it. It's like a new thing. And you can't even separate them. Can you?
No. They're doing that kind
of
phase.
I'd love to know if anyone else's kids are doing this.
No, all boys, I think, boys definitely fight. They play fight to start. And then it turns into something.
You know when your mum goes, this is going to end in tears.
Yeah, that's where we are. You know it's going to end in tears. They're playing and it's like they're like lion cubs.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like the big lion.
The big dog. The big cat.
The big lion. You know what I mean?
Simba.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like the big alpha lion. You know? They're all
I can't
just
separate
playing.
Them.
They're all just playing. I'm like, no. You know.
Then, you are like the big lion. Our kids, I do feel like that little sense of we've like got our own little pride in there.
Yeah, it's like
little
a little pack, you know what I mean? Yeah. But like they start with the fight and it's all fun at first, but you just know someone's going to go a little bit too far.
You see Johnny's tongue.
His tongue comes out and then all the kids go, oh, the tongue's out. That's when you know he's gone.
So before Christmas, I had all my house painted, which in hindsight, I shouldn't have done that before the floor went down.
This is actually my weekly wine.
Okay.
Carry on.
So I bought the kids these crazy carts and they're so much fun. It's like a little cart and they go fast, but they're going all zooming around the house.
Inside toy?
They're unreal.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In or out.
Yeah.
I've had a go on
them.
You've had a go on them?
Oh my God, have I had a go on them? I was on them nonstop.
They're like, Dad, let me have a go. Round, and you go, right round the hall, like that big.
How did you get it?
And you sit on it. John, look at the video.
Chuck us my phone and I'll... it's out there on Twitter. I mean, you can look at it on my Twitter. People have seen it, I think. But it's me on the kids' car. But obviously, God, I'm slightly heavier than the kids. it's not going as fast. When they're on it, it pings round.
Really?
Pings yeah. round.
And they're just like smashing into all the skating boards, broke everything. So I was having a heart attack and a note. As you know, like when you come to my house, I'm like, shoes off at the door. Yeah. You know, I've banned the use of the front door.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been there and I've been kicked out.
We're coming in the side door.
Yeah, but...
Excuse me. Don't use that as a clip. For fuck's
sake. What?
Coming in the side door.
Is there even a side door? Don't use
I'm scared to talk now after last week's pod where everyone said I was a complete nag. Can I just clarify? We weren't speaking on that episode, so that's why you got an extra bollocking.
An extra bollocking.
Usually,
not the normal like two or three bollockings. This is going straight into my wine now. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. my wine is, and you're not allowed to speak now. Is we are. You wouldn't believe it, but there was one particular quote where Ab was sitting there. I'm sitting on a chair and there's not one piece of furniture in the whole...
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt and set the scene. So I've got Kendall...
Thought you might.
I've got Kendall quality carpets doing my new wooden floor. You know, we've had our floor for 9 years. I want to change. I'm sprucing up the house, blah, blah, blah. Kids are growing up. Want to make a few interior changes, especially off the back of that TV show where I feel really inspired and, you know, want...
I've allowed it. But it was your quote that got me.
So what I was thinking, obviously we've got all the sofas and dining tables and all our furniture in the ground floor. The whole of the ground floor is being done. So in my head, I thought I could move things into one room while the...
Yeah.
Did the floor. Room, and then you but it wasn't going to work. So I just called a removal company and they've taken all the furniture away. So I left one chair for people.
I'm not joking, but it's not even like a comfy chair. It's like just a stool. Like, and so I'm literally, I didn't even actually think much of it.
Yeah.
But then it was a quote that brought it all crashing down on me. I was sitting there watching the football, right? The man was drilling these skirting boards. So I could barely hear it. The kids were running around because they think it's hilarious, screaming. And Ab said, God, it's so calm at the moment in our house, isn't it? Like, but being serious. Like, do you remember, Jenna? You actually said, I think it was like, feel like really calm at the moment, do you? I went, what? We've got no furniture. I can't hear the TV. The kids are screaming. The door was wide open. Like, the dogs were barking. I was thinking, what is calm about this? Couldn't believe it.
I think...
Feng shui? Yeah.
Like there was no junk or clutter anywhere. It was just an open space. You know, the smell of the real wood coming into the house from this gorgeous new floor. What?
I just thought,
I can see what's going to be at the end. And I just thought, this is amazing. The girl, Michelle, who does my eyelashes, she's fab. And we were talking about, you know, this whole...
Great
like,
lashes, by the way.
Great lashes. And we were talking about, obviously, the new year, and I've restarted that manifest book, you know, by Roxy. And
The
you know,
Secret, is it?
No, it's called Manifest.
Oh, yeah.
And I must admit, I've never done anything like that in my life, any manifest or, I don't know, I feel like I'm just kind of content. Michelle was talking about this book that, it's like a marriage book. It was so annoying because I was getting my eyelashes done and she was so...
Insightful
how she described it, and I really wanted to write it down but I couldn't because my eyes were sellotaped closed. So, but it was like couples, they find each other, what you're lacking, you will try to find in your partner and vice versa.
Oh, really?
And I think that's so true for us. Yeah, and I think, you know, all like the hecticness in the house at the moment with the floor and everything, like you're so calm about it. And I just wanted to say thank you for that.
It's all right, babe. Do you know what? It's, you seem to be, it makes you happy. And I think that is key for me, making you happy.
The donkey didn't arrive, by the way.
No, I thought we had to build the sanctuary for it in the garden first before we got the donkey.
She didn't have a clue what I was going to get her this year, which was, and I just knew it was good. And I think I did well as well.
Yeah.
So what was your wine?
Well, it's basically like, what the fuck is going on in our house? Can I have some furniture back, please?
The guys, oh God, they're an amazing team. There is something about Northern people, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm biased.
Well, I married one.
Exactly. They're just fab, the guys.
They are. This does feel very friendly.
And people, they're doing a great job. And I cannot wait for the grand reveal when it's done to show you all. Because and I've got so many people messaging me going, show me the floor, show me the floor. But as you said,
you have got a rug as well with a dirty rim. Right, so she said, you know, you're gonna love this. I've got a dirty rim. Pardon?
Am I?
Trust you. It's 10.
She said, I've got a dirty rim. No, in other words, oh, you're gonna love this. I've got a dirty rim. But basically, so you can walk on it.
When I was selecting the rug with James, I picked a dirty rim.
Has James seen your dirty rim?
No, please.
Before I have as well. No way.
Oh, God.
James helped me select the colour for the rim.
Peter loved this.
But I just feel for my own mental health, having a dirty rim is the way.
Oh, wait. I can't believe you were looking at rims with James.
You went rimming with James. Right?
I told you before about James, like, it's nice to have a conversation with people who've got the same interests as me, like wooden
ribbon,
floors.
For example.
Rims.
Right, weekly wines.
All right, audience wines. I'll get straight to the point. My weekly wine relates to those waiters and waitresses who love to fat shame you and throw snotty looks when you order more food than you possibly need in one sitting. I have eyes bigger than my
I've
belly.
I've heard of that.
And enjoy, yeah, oh yeah, I have. We used to go to the rudest Chinese. Yeah. Unreal. I always remember my dad used to order and the man used to go, no, Mr. Crouch, no, absolutely, it's too much. My dad go, no, I want a little taste that he said, no, this is ridiculous.
It's a good thing about Chinese, you always take it home.
Put it in a doggy bag.
I always take it home.
Yeah, it was so funny, like how rude he was though.
Yeah.
It was like, absolutely no way. Anyway, my eyes are bigger than my belly and I enjoy taking the rest of my Chinese home for a midnight snack later in the evening.
Midnight
snack, wow.
We started doing that.
Yeah, we do that. Not midnight, though.
No, about 9. Oh. We eat so early. We eat at like 4:30.
Yeah,
with our
kids.
Dinner with the kids. And then we'll get into bed and we'll start watching our box set. And then we're like, hungry. He goes, I'm a little bit pekish. And I'm like, I'm a bit pekish.
I don't say that, do I?
You do? What do you mean? You don't know you say that.
I do know.
He goes, I'm a bit pekish. And I'm like, so am I. And then we go down together and make a little
snack-a-roody.
Last night. Last night's one, or not, was night before, that was a nice, that was a good spread.
Yeah, it was
pizza bread, tiramisu salata. We had cheese and crackers with a bit of pork pie and mustard.
Nice.
That was good.
A picky tea.
Very nice. Anyway, can we get to this dilemma? Yeah. I don't need some spotty teenager asking me if I think that's a bit excessive. And then throwing me a snotty side eye when I make it clear I'm ordering what I want.
Yeah, I feel that. Especially Chinese food, is like you said, you want to take it out. And like also, like, you might want a rib, you might want a, I don't know, a shumai or something like that. But you're not going to eat them all in one sitting, are you?
I think if you ask for advice, I think they're there to help. You know, you go like, do you think that's too much? Or
if I was an owner of a restaurant, I would be saying to my staff, do not be giving snotty looks when they order more than they should. Yeah. Because obviously, it's bad for business if they could, oh, don't get that. You're taking in less.
Of course,
money.
You need a bit.
Are you sure that's enough, sir? You don't want to try the peeking duck?
I always think about restaurants, like, you know, when you get there and sometimes you're sitting for like half an hour before they ask you for a drink. I'm like, if I had a restaurant, I'd have my staff, as soon as they sit down, ask them for a drink. By the time they've took your first order, I would have had 3 glasses of wine by then.
Yeah.
You would have.
Excuse me, can we order now? We're in a rush. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Unreal. Obviously, we've talked about this in the past, but I just love it. We've never not been in a rush because you just want to eat straight away. Yeah, so yeah. Impatient.
No, it's not that. I'm always hungry.
And then once you've eaten, you just sit there for like an hour after gabbing, finishing the wine.
Done 18 coffees. Oh, I loved it. We had the food in 3 seconds. All right. My weekly wine is aimed squarely at my normally lovable girlfriend. Whenever we go away, I have to share a 25kg bag. Thinks it's totally acceptable to take up to around 23 of the 25 kilos. Surely it should be half and half. The icing on the cake is when she moans at me for wearing the same outfit on holiday multiple times. That's a pissed.
I am the chief packer in our house.
Yeah, but you do sneak some stuff. There's always toiletries.
I put my toiletries in hair dryers,
straighteners, the lot. Yeah,
I get hair dryers, straighteners, and all.
I get straighteners because I don't use straighteners because my hair. I'd be bald if I used straighteners.
Oh really?
Yeah, just melt my hair off. I haven't got the hair for straighteners. I'd just go tss, and it'd be in there.
But you know, you get the picture. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Beauty products, like, and they're heavy.
There's a lot of heavy products heavy as well. In there. Yeah. Surely, I always think it's hair dryers where we're going. It's not like
it's all about the nozzle.
Is it?
If you haven't got the skinny nozzle, you're getting that frizz, hon. Do you know what I mean? So your own hair dryer is key.
Okay.
I think. But I pack your bag so well.
Yeah, you know you do. What I do is I get out stuff and put it near the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Ab packs it.
And then Ab puts it back in the wardrobe.
He's got this like green shirt that he keeps putting in. Have you noticed that? That I keep
Which
not
green
putting
shirt?
That freaking short sleeve grey.
Love that
green
one.
Thing.
That's a beach vibe.
No, but it's like.
Why do you not like that?
It's about 20 years old. Like it's only like a shirt from H&M, but it's like a pyjama top.
A nice shirt.
I take it out,
beach.
He puts it in the pile every time.
God, that's
sneaky. He had his new two tall swimming trunks in there.
Did you?
Silky cargo, maroon swimming trunks.
I went rogue on them. I'm not sure about them now. Sure about them now. Cargo, maroon. I'm not sure about. I think I went rogue there. I don't think I'll ever wear them, will I?
But not Gucci, I'm not interested.
I like the
all
two
his shirts and hangers
good.
in the bag, so when I get away, I unpack the kids' bags and their bags so there's no like carnage and you've got all your stuff where you can see it, which I think
except we don't unpack on holidays now.
Yeah,
we leave it in the bag and then leave 2 days later.
I really want to go away for Feb half term, but Pete's
not
just
for me.
Saying no.
Not for me, I'm scarred.
Go skiing.
Scarred mentally.
Did you get bad weather? You want better than you go skiing?
You don't. I've been skiing where it's been snowing and it's hell.
Yeah, it is. You don't want a white
you
out, but
you want sun on the slopes.
Sun on the slopes?
You do, yeah.
I did the eagle over there. Okay. You, want, you actually want
once.
Sun on the slopes?
It's been once.
You I've
been
want once.
For one day.
Literally once for
it
one
was
day.
Literally one day, yeah.
I
we went to Finland. Fucking one day. You know what you want?
Sun on the slopes.
You've got skiing in like sleet. It's not worse than sleet all over you.
You've only been once.
No, because Ellie sent me a picture. She's been
the chill factory.
You want to get like a tan while you're skiing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Blue skies.
All right.
Imagine sitting there in the freezing cold, sleety, wet snow. No thanks.
I think to help this guy here is that can you not just take another bag? And also, what you need to you know, women are pain and are always going to be a pain in the ass. They're always going to take too much of the bag.
Quote to the pot. Women are always going to be a pain in the ass.
I agree.
They're always going to do it. And
I'm like, so offended from last week getting called like high maintenance. Do you know, it's really hit a nerve. It's like, fucking hell, I'm a real person. Who's
high maintenance?
Just an occasionally brush.
Who was unhappy with their husband that one particular week. And unfortunately, we had to do a podcast and I couldn't hide the hatred that day. So everything he said would be an issue to me.
Mm.
But that's normal. That is so normal.
You just need to grow up.
I know. Well, I'm just saying.
Suck it up, Sally.
You're not the friggin' most easiest person on earth yourself.
Listen, hey, your true colours come across and you come back. And unfortunately, look, people can resonate with the amount of grief you give me.
Oh, shut up.
That's what you got. Why can men never seem to wipe their ass properly? Honestly, when it comes to my husband's undies, I've seen less skid marks at Silverstone. I do all the other cleaning around here, but it's hoop.
What's a hoop? What's a hoop, and why do men laugh at anything related to bums?
You've answered your own question there.
I just don't think. I don't think that's come in from a woman. I'll be honest with you. I've never known a woman say the word hoop. See why men say it, because it's fucking hilarious. Such a funny word.
Ollie hoop.
Do you know what? Right, let's get into the podcast now, babe. You know, we've covered a lot there. You know, it's your birthday.
Yeah, so my wonderful romantic husband took me for a fabulous lunch, then the ultimate spa day, facial, massage, spa facilities, and then a night in a hotel where we had lots of champagne and cheese and ham toasties. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just what the doctor ordered. Yeah, kids back to school, mum and sister had the kids. And, you know, that's why we're here today. We're still in the hotel recording the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, we're in the Corinthia Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel.
Best spa in London.
And the spa is off the scale.
Yeah.
It was so funny because because he gave me the card in the morning in our house with the kids, he brought me a Victoria sponge cake in bed. They're like, you can't get out of bed this morning. So I'm like lying like that because you're obviously...
Can't get out of bed.
And they brought me my Victoria sponge.
It's your favourite.
It's my favourite. The Vicky sponge. With a card. And in there, it was like a night at the Corinthia Hotel with a massage and a facelift facial.
Facelift facial. a non-surgical facelift.
Yeah. So I was like,
she looks so much younger now. Yeah.
Well, I would have if we didn't drink too much champagne last night.
About 25 now. Do you, babe? Is that facial?
Facial.
So, do you know what they said to me? This is the one. Like, this is the top one. Mm. So I was like, I didn't know it said the word facelift in it.
What's he trying to say? And then I was panicking because I was thinking, I think it was like an hour and a half facial and an hour and a half massage. And I was panicking the whole time thinking, Pete's going to be waiting for me. Pete's getting his own. Facial and massage.
Pete's back in the face gym.
Pete's having the exact same thing. I was like, fucking hell.
I walked in here actually and when Ellie was here, I went downstairs, came back up. Ellie was here and she said, Doug, your skin looks nice, Pete.
Yeah.
That'll be the facelift facial.
That's so funny. But I do feel, you know, it's scary getting older.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite happy that I'm a year younger than I thought I was.
What?
Because I thought I was 39, but I'm actually 38.
Backtrack. How long did you think you were 39?
Backtrack, because I was going to book...
I thought you were 38 for ages.
I was going to... For a year.
Yeah.
I went to book a mammogram. Because you're supposed to get it when you're 40.
Yeah.
And the girl said, you're too young because you're only 37. I was like, what?
just recently, yeah.
Like, before Christmas.
No, she didn't know.
So I was like, Pete, I'm only 37. I'm not 38, so much. I'm 38 now.
Feels like, because I'm in my 40s now, feels like you've stopped aging.
Yeah.
I just thought, I'll do that for Abs 40th. And it's just not coming.
In 3 years.
It's just not happening.
I know, yeah. When you're trying to fob me off with presents for my 40th, I'm like, no, I need them now because it's ages away.
I know.
I think I went through a phase of adding years on so I look good for my age.
Yeah.
Instead of looking old.
That's actually makes sense.
Are you now in the process of
No, because I'd say I was like, I think I've told people I'm 40 so I look good for my age because people said I look old for 36. 37 or 38.
It's all really complicated, isn't it?
So hang on, where are we now? You're 38 now.
We're officially 38.
Okay. That must feel nice having a year back of your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just thinking about it.
How old do you really look? He's looking at you like...
I know, you're making me
look paranoid. You look gorgeous. You look great. You don't look 38.
Well, you said to me yesterday you could be anywhere between 35 and 38.
Who said that?
You.
Didn't say that.
In the meal. In our lunch. You said 35, 38.
That wasn't very good, was it? I should have gone a bit lower than that.
I know, yeah.
Well, I said 25 there. That's what I meant. You could be in your 20s. I think you could. You could.
I couldn't. But the thing is, it takes its toll on a woman. Life.
Well, that's why I got you the facelift, mate. Yeah.
You know, having four kids and the worry. Mm. That's my new like philosophy for the year. And that's the thing I've taken from that manifest thing, because I think, you know, I don't believe in a lot of that stuff, but the core message of be kind to yourself, kind words, you know, if you're looking in the mirror going, God, I look great today. You're going to have a better mindset to attack the day and, you know, follow your dreams or be more productive.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. No, because I said to Pete, like, that's what we have to do. We have to say, like, positive reinforcement mantra. Like,
it helps.
It does help. And you know what it's done? You know, like, I hear it from Stephen Bartlett, you know, go in the gym. It's not even a choice. It's not a decision that you should make. It's happening.
It's like, so I've been to the gym
twice this week.
She came into me. I was in the shower. She came in and went, Pete, I'm going to the gym because it's not a choice. Well, fuck off then.
Well, Pete's not washing his arse in the shower. Yeah. Pete's like that under the water, leaving his bum out. Kim Kardashian. We were watching it. And then Pete went, oh, get this off. I can't bear that Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian. I was like, what are you talking about?
Kardashian. Was it me who said that?
It was.
Oh, so that's so good.
Obviously, it's Wednesday. I went horse riding on the Friday.
Oh, yeah. Getting back into
it. What week you've had?
I've had the best week. I feel great. The floor's getting laid.
Mm-hmm.
I went riding.
Lucky floor.
Floor's having a better time than us.
I am.
At least someone's getting it.
We need some females in our team. I can't laugh at these childish what, rim floor, hoop and laid jokes.
The floor's getting laid. You can't. You guys are good.
You can't set us up like that. I expect us to be bad-logged. Do you know what I mean?
It would not cross my mind. It would not cross my mind to take something sexual out of that.
Well, that's why. That's
the problem. Yeah, so I went horse riding on the Friday, which made me so happy, but because I haven't ridden for 6 months, I couldn't walk for 3 days afterwards. So I was supposed to, it was hard. But yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, so many of them. Carry on. I know, I'm just thinking all of it now. Continue, please.
Do you want to go and have a minute yourself?
No. You literally just said, in that sentence there, you just said, road, hard. There was so many innuendos that I didn't mention there.
He kept the lid on it.
So I'm sorry, I will stop it now.
Well, I was just trying to talk positive and you've ruined it.
No, you've had a good week and it's been a good week and I'm glad you had a good week.
And I feel very special. Good. With all my lovely friends, you know, I was texting Alfie, my friend, about all this like manifesty stuff and I was like, do you believe in this? And he was like, yeah. And I said, do you think I'm negative? A negative person? And he said, absolutely not. He said, all the only words you use in your vocabulary are positive words.
Incredible.
Gorgeous. Amazing.
That's true.
And I think
she says those words a lot.
And I think it's funny how people perceive you and what people take from your personality. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
I felt loved this week, should I say.
How was your lunch? Where did you go?
We went to Zuma, which used to be our old stomping ground when we were young. You know, we hold the record for the most margaritas drank in there.
How many?
67.
What? You two?
No. There was we had a group.
It was a birthday.
It's for your birthday, John.
Nice.
Were you not there? We had 67 margaritas that night.
Mm.
Collectively.
Between the three of us.
We had a nice lunch, didn't we?
Lovely lunch.
I think what happened then, obviously, because I knew what the crack would be. I kind of read the script, but I thought I read it really well. Lunch, straight into like the spa day, but then I knew that you wouldn't want to go out after that for dinner.
Because when you've had a facial, you don't want to be putting makeup and all that on, and you've got oil in your hair, and then it's like, oh, I've got to wash my hair again.
So there's a cheese and ham toasty in here. And if you look, there was a lot of champagne consumed. And
don't tell them about that, because then they'll bill us.
And then the idiots who were in here before spilled ketchup on the carpet.
Never spilled anything on my own carpet, and then I spilled ketchup on there last night, and I couldn't believe it. I was trying to scrub it off last night. But yeah, thank you. And it's your birthday coming up. Have you got?
Do you know who else's birthday is? The podcast. Podcast.
Almost to the day.
Is a year to the day that we've started releasing these. How have you enjoyed it?
Well, I've loved having some special time on the sofa with you. You know, each week talking and reminiscing, and, you know, it does make you stop and be grateful and think, you know, we've done some incredible things in our lives and had, we've got great stories and had great experiences and obviously ups and downs and a few arguments along the way. But no, it's great. I didn't expect it to be as successful as it is. I don't know why people would want to listen to it.
Do you have any standout memories or moments from the podcast of the last 12 months?
You know, when obviously Dr. Braithwaite came on and he said he'd help women, and, you know, hearing some of the success stories that have come out of that, you know, of women he's actually helped and they've become pregnant. I love getting to hear personal stories from our listeners and, you know, people who are going through a hard time or chemo or they've split up with their partners and, you know, they said, we've put a smile on the face. Yeah. That is the most rewarding thing for me. You know, and just going back, you know, hearing from people, you know, who got back in touch. Have we heard from Jack?
No.
Race Day Jack.
No, we haven't heard back from Race Day Jack.
That's been one of my favourites. I think listening, like, obviously it's nice for us to talk as well, but I think listening to other people's kind of dilemmas and problems, some of them hilarious.
Yeah.
Some of them, like, obviously actual problems. And I think when you hear the feedback of, like, people just enjoying themselves listening to this, I think that is... That's obviously
very special.
Yeah, well, it's nice to think that we, you know, someone is, if they are, like, a lot of the time they've been going through a tough time or something like that, and then they can just escape listening to what we're doing here. And even if you do that 2, 3, 4 times, it makes it worthwhile, don't it?
Yeah. And I think what's also funny is the sense of how normal we feel.
Yeah.
You know, doing this pod, you know, with the questions that people write in, the agony abs, the weekly whines.
Everyone's got the same problems.
Yeah. We're all mad.
Yeah. And it's so funny, the differences between, obviously, men and women. And, like, when I'll say something, I'll have loads of women.
Being sexist?
No, I just mean loads of women will be like, you're in the wrong, Pete, you know, this and that. And then there's loads of fellas who go like, yeah, God, mine does that.
I got the male army on me last week. Call me a nag for moaning. You going on your golf.
You were on one last week, God.
I know, but...
God, get over it. Grow up.
How about you, Ross? You're the most fancied invisible man in the UK.
I know.
How does that make you feel?
I heard a rumour. Ross signed his first autograph the other day.
There's nothing worse than it.
What happened?
It makes me die.
You git. No, someone, to be fair, one of my mates came over to me and he was like, one of my friend, my girlfriend's friend is a big fan of the pod. And he's like, do you think she could get your autograph to send it to her? I can't remember what it was. Something about coming in areas.
Oh my God. You can't. Let's see. You can't write things like that these days, surely.
The dizzying heights of stardom.
Become crashing down.
Yeah.
Already.
It is mad because I get so many girls saying, is Ross single? He sounds so fit and all that. And I'm like, it's funny what a voice can do to you, isn't it?
Well, it's like...
I should start doing audiobooks.
Yeah,
you should. It's going well. Do you know what? It makes such a difference because I've been listening to a couple of audiobooks lately and it's all about the voice. We've said this before on the pod, actually, about voices. Remember we saw that, like, fit man in boots?
Yeah.
And then he spoke and we're like, that. Oh!
And the worst thing is, I guess I'm with Ab so much that I end up going like, oh yeah,
he's tasty.
God damn, he is.
Yeah.
He is nice.
Again.
And then he went, excuse me.
Yeah, he has a little voice like that.
Where are the bees, please?
And we were like,
fucking hell.
He went, he's Adam Mary. Imagine looking like that and having his voice. It was a horrible voice.
Sounds like a little, he had a little Tommy squeaker.
No, it wasn't like a squeaky.
It was a squeaky thing.
No, it was like,
imagine looking like him and then having a squeaker like that.
That just reminds me when Pete was like, I don't like that wet look on my men.
Just wear her too much. Like, she'll say things like, what do you think of him? And I'll go, yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, I think yeah.
If Pete even comments
on
it, like,
I wouldn't dare.
On a woman.
Wouldn't dare. It's even like, it's an absolute supermodel on telly. It's got too much work for me.
Bet she's a nightmare.
I quite enjoyed having the guests on.
Yeah, I mean, that's something different, isn't it? And I don't necessarily think that we have to have couples all the time as well. You could have the odd person. Might be interesting hearing like a single person's perspective, you know, and how much of a good time they're having. Yeah. How much they're enjoying life.
I've told you, I'll say it once and I'll say it again. You know where the fucking side door is.
I know where the side door is. Yeah.
Pack your bags and get out the utility door.
Get out the utility.
Do you know it's actually really hurtful, all this? What joking. Is?
No, I'm only joking. I'm
you
happy.
Would die without. Do you know what?
I'd die without you.
I was literally 15 minutes behind him, out to my massage and facial, and I had 3 texts. Where am I? And how much he misses me?
Peter.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Where are you?
Listen, I enjoy spending time with you. I don't deny that.
The poems made a comeback. You remember?
Did you enjoy the poem? I feel like you're.
I loved it, but there's only one word that stuck out for it.
Brush.
Is that home? No. Where's stop the saying point? The third time you said brush today. No, I am.
You are brush, though.
So I can't change who I am.
I know.
And I come from a good place.
Okay. Go on, then.
What was the word?
So when we first got together, Pete used to like write me poems all the time.
We've
like,
discussed this. You wanted to come back for the poem. I brought it back.
I feel like Pete's listened to you a lot on the therapy course.
No, you've done so much good work.
Presents, poems, notes.
It's not about presents, Ross. Take that back. Pete's done a lot of work on himself for the better.
Well, listen, you know what? This is therapy. I go away and I do my homework.
So you know, I think I as well. How calm was I in the airport?
The only thing you've done is airport abs. You calm that right down.
Yeah.
You haven't taken much else on board.
What was I supposed to take on board?
Well, there's lots of weekly wines that I've gone through. I don't think you've done
many
others.
But this is the time to say it. It's our year anniversary.
I want you to be calmer.
It's a brand new year. I think I'm so much calmer, Pete.
You're not really.
So much.
No, I think you're calmer in airports. I think, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. All right, babe, just maybe just a little bit more. I think you can do slightly better. With the calmness.
Just a bit of admin there for you,
Ab. A bit of admin. Just crossing the I's and dotting the T's.
Bit of admin.
I think I'm so much calmer.
You're not.
Yeah, I am. So I'm going to the gym. No. Going horse riding.
No, it's just, you know, just a little bit calmer would be better. I think it's just, I think you can work on it slightly more.
Is that it?
No for next week. Yeah.
Is that my only note?
Yeah.
It's all right, to be fair. No, be over calm.
No, I like spending time with you and I like doing a podcast. I have a joke and after a joke, but I love spending time with you. It's good. It's fun.
Bubbly. That's what you wrote in the poem.
Is that the way that stuck out?
There was the one negative word, right? There was loads of descriptive words and the one word, bubbly.
Your bubbly personality.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying all your friends say, but you're only negative to me.
My husband to describe me as bubbly. Like that's like my best gay mate to call me bubbly, not you. You're supposed to say like hot.
Did say that.
Hot, sexy.
Calm.
Calm. Thoughtful, kind.
Right. Happy birthday, Therapy Crouch and Abigail.
Happy birthday and
thanks
thank
for being
you.
with us to the listeners as well.
Ross, how have you found?
Amazing.
Your new job?
So class. We have a laugh every day, don't we? We're coming into work, get to work with you guys, our John, George, everyone. It's just a right laugh. I think years ago when I was doing like spreadsheets and that in an office compared to this, so much better.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's good. I mean, you're doing a fantastic job, to say.
Well done.
You and John as well. And yeah. George and the whole team.
We're very lucky and, you know, we wouldn't be anything without our listeners either.
So exactly.
Cheers to them and to another year. I'm listening to us talking absolute shite.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi guys, I've recently caught my co-workers bitching about one of my best girlfriends in the office. I'm not sure how to approach it. The girls, who are hardly anything to write home about themselves, were commenting on the other girls' dress sense, hygiene, and supposed dog shit breath. As I said, these girls are far from oil paintings themselves, and I actually think they're a bit jealous of my friend. My predicament, I suppose, is, do I tell my friend what the people in the office have been saying behind her back, which A, could destroy her self-confidence both in and out of the workplace, and B, ostracize me from the rest of my colleagues, snitches get stitches, or do I just keep my head down and mouth shut? She's stated her name, but I'm not going to say it just in case a dog shit breath mate finds out.
I am totally and utterly beyond belief against bullying and nastiness. You know, if, like watching that Salt Burn the other day.
Is that any good? I haven't seen it yet.
It's
mad.
It's incredible.
It is good though.
It's incredible, but it's completely disturbing and traumatizing, but it, you know, the acting's fantastic.
Sounds great.
The thought of children getting bullied or people just in general getting bullied and feeling rubbish about yourself, it makes me want to.
Yeah, it's not nice, like talking behind people's back.
It makes me so angry. Like,
dress sense as well.
If I was there, I would just go.
Excuse me, I've been abusing my Solomons.
Yeah, it's not behind your back, John. I draw the line there.
I hate bullying with a passion. The thought of anyone feeling sad or self-conscious or insecure. I honestly think men don't have that kind of, you know, I think you can put a group of men together and they're all like, you're all right, mate, do you want a pint? Or just,
yeah,
could just chat. They might not be your cup of tea, but I think men in general don't do that.
It's the club. It's like if someone had a pair of Rascal trainers, I'm like, you know.
Don't point at me when you said that. Cheeky bastard. Like, Rascal trainers.
Like, just, they are.
When he walked in, we went, they're Rascal trainers. Do you know what I mean? And it's, the ice is broken. He knows they're Rascal.
Someone told you to put your hand in the fire, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas I think if you start going, ooh, look at her trainers. You know what I mean? That's cloak and dagger.
But then when you're all like friendly to the face, you're all that's really a bit nice snide, to isn't
them.
It?
Well, that's no snide. Good. I'm actually going to say, look, don't take the piss out of my mate. I think that's out of order.
It's so horrible when people are bitching behind your back. I mean, nasty. It's so mean, girl.
She doesn't have to tell the girl, though, does she?
I wouldn't tell the girl. That's not nice. Think about how she feels.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell the girl because there's no point in unnecessary hurt. And then she should just go to the other girls and just say, listen, you pair of bitches, pack it in.
Bitches get stitches.
Yeah. Never mind. Bitches get stitches.
All right, let's go. Another one. Hi, Airbnb. Loving the podcast. Thanks for keeping me sane over the Christmas holidays when I was having to deal with a house full of in-laws for 5 days. I'm not sure if this counts as an agony per se, but I'm definitely in need of some parental advice here.
Oh, God.
Basically, me and my husband are due to take our young family to Disneyland, Florida this year, but I'm a bit worried we haven't thought this one through. I recently went on a last minute girls trip to Spain and had the abysmal experience of being sat in front of a whinging toddler who cried and kicked my seat for the majority of the 2-hour flight. Even though I'd like to think my kids are better behaved than that little shit, I'm also a realist and I've had multiple family days out ruined due to the murder they've caused between me and my husband.
Oh.
We've been away with the kids in the past, but only ever short haul. And now I'm panicking that we're going to be on the receiving end of a passive aggressive tuts and looks that I was so happy to dish out to that poor woman the other day. Not only am I worried
control
about people's reactions, but how am I going to cope with this myself? I'm not the best of flyers at the best of time. Never mind when my kids decide to go full Chucky mode at 30,000 feet.
Chucky mode.
Is it too harsh on my husband if I look to upgrade behind his back and leave him to deal with an inevitable carnage for 8 hours and not a mum?
And not a mum. Oh, I love that.
Good message.
That's a good message. You know, this is something every parent has to deal with. There are a lot of people scared of long haul flights. We've done quite a few of them with our kids, and I must admit, I have spent one whole
flight.
They
are good now.
Standing up, because when Jack was a baby, he would not let me. You know, under two, they have to go on your knee, and we held up the whole plane takeoff because Jack wouldn't let me sit on the chair with him. And they were like, please sit down, put your belt on. And I'm like, I literally can't. He won't let me on the chair. So I spent a whole 8-hour trip standing up next to him while he was just lying down.
Oh, no.
Like, that was awful. And we have had a few mishaps with our kids, but they're so good.
Other than that, you got to admit, like, even though we had the nightmare with the Maldives trip, we did 10 hours there, 10 hours back. There wasn't a peep out of them.
Not a peep.
They were so good.
And there was a gorgeous little baby sitting next to us, wasn't there?
Mm.
On the other side.
Yeah.
And he was just the most cutest little thing. And she had him sitting on the floor, and then she put him in this little crib. Wasn't he good as gold, that baby?
Good as gold, you know.
And I wanted to hold it. I was like, I want to hold the baby. But it's hard. And, you know, we've been on flights. Remember that when that woman screamed at her baby? Because it
oh,
did
yeah, you remember not saying that.
Stop crying.
She was like, shut up. You know, when it's just at the end of your term.
Yeah.
And I get that. And it's so hard for a mum or a dad.
It is hard,
but
so hard.
That whole upgrade thing, because Peter said, if we go on a flight, I don't know why you don't want to sit next to us.
I just said, I'm going, it's not even the kids, it's you. And I'm totally honest, it's a fucking nightmare. So I just said, look, you travel maybe the day before, or I'll go the day before.
No, because we have to stay together.
I just feel like we should break it up. It's got to that kind of stage now.
I'll take the older, better behaved kids.
I don't mind. I'll take the younger ones. I don't mind. Whichever way round.
Yeah, but I like to sit by you.
That is not reciprocated. Unfortunately.
You're so
easy. Do someone on my flight to Mexico whose baby was kicking off. Well, two incidents actually. One of them was they debooked the emergency exit seats, and you're not meant to have kids in those seats, are you?
No.
And they were young that they had to sit on the laps, but they were kicking off when they had to move because they'd obviously paid for the extra leg room, and I got put in their seats, which is great. Oh. And then another family, their daughter or whatever was kicking off, and he sat in the toilet with his daughter screaming for like 40 minutes for like most of the flight. And I thought, well done you. Thank you for that.
Flushing her head down.
Any advice for the woman? Have you learned any tricks over the years?
Don't let them stand up, I think it was the main
one. Oh my God, yeah, we did that from early on. We did that from newborn.
Nip that in the bud. Like, you're not allowed to stand up ever unless it's to the toilet.
When you see people walking the kids up and down the aisle holding their hands, and it's like, say hi to him. No one wants to say hi to your kids. You just don't. Got your own. Just like, go away.
So true, that.
It's so true, isn't it?
Say hi to this. Fuck off. Not interested. Thanks.
That I think that is a top tip.
Nip it in. Like, it's like no kids can stand up. You're not allowed to stand up.
You only...
That one where you're walking up and down.
I hate that.
You see the dads that are walking up and down constantly?
No. From they're only allowed to get up to go to the toilet.
Okay.
They sit in the thing. We bring double. We bring games, iPads.
They love all the films and stuff as well. There's loads to do on planes.
Colouring book and pens, all of that. Do you think we'll ever do that? We go in business class and leave the kids in.
When they're slightly older.
Home Alone style.
I think it's Home Alone one's bad, isn't it? They got 12 kids and they're just both sitting in business like that.
Yeah.
And they've left one at home. That's social services.
I know. Did they twice?
Yeah.
I thought that.
Absolutely largely in business.
Do you know what? There's loads of flaws in that film when you watch it. Because I was like, She should have asked the neighbour to knock round. All her friends.
No, but all the phones are out, aren't they? Because of the storm before, they can't contact the street.
I want to know what the dad does.
Yeah, he's mental, isn't
he? Or the mum, whatever. Christmas time's the most expensive time to travel. We're going to Paris.
Their house was an Airbnb last year. That, you know, the house of Home Alone, you could go and stay in it on Airbnb a couple of years ago. That'd be sick, wouldn't it?
I feel like you shouldn't feel any under any pressure. Most people with a heart understand that, you know, if you're doing a long haul flight, kids are going to kick off. But, you know, I always think it's fine on the way there because you're like so excited for your holiday. So you're kind of more tolerant. It's on the way back where you've had your holiday and you're coming home to the rain and the kicking off. You're like,
It's always longer on the way back, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, yeah, but that's the only tip really we got, and good luck.
Hey, Pete and Abby, I was listening to one of your episodes recently where Pete mentioned he doesn't like confrontation, and I'm really hoping you can help me. I'm worried that my husband is too nice for his own good and that people in his office are taking advantage of him. After years of chasing this promotion, he finally landed the role of head honcho in his office. But I worry he is less of a wolf of Wall Street and more of a puss in boots when it comes to putting his foot down with his employees. Every night he seems to come home with another gripe about one of his subordinates and how they are taking the piss, either by coming in late, taking too much time off. Ross. Missing deadlines, etc. And then I have to spend the whole of my evening listening to this drivel only for him to go into work the next day and act like all is forgiven. I'm definitely more direct out of the pair. And I've told him multiple times that he needs to put some of the people straight, but he is worried about upsetting the office dynamic, which is essentially code for he hasn't got the balls to front one of the more dominant personalities. I feel like we have similar I feel like we have a similar dynamic to you guys. And I was wondering how Abby got Pete to be more assertive.
This is a myth, this. People think because if you're nice, like everyone said to me when I was playing football, oh, you're too nice, you know, yeah, you won't. Listen, I've done all right, you know what I mean? People say, oh, nice guys finish last. Bollocks. You can still be nice and be assertive and tell
you're
people.
You're also not that nice.
You know? Are you trying to kid?
Oh, no, yeah, it's all an act.
I am nice.
You are nice.
And like you don't, and people say can't be nice and all that. People say it all the time in football. Yeah, and I did have to become a different person on the football field. But then also, like, you know, you can still be assertive and nice to people. You don't have to treat people like shit to get by. This whole thing of like, oh, you need to, you know, be ruthless to succeed in business, and I'm doing fine, and you don't have to be like that. You can be nice to people.
Because you have people to be ruthless for you. No,
that's not true. You can. I can still hold my own. If something's wrong, I can say that's wrong. But you don't have to say it in a
horrible way.
You can still be assertive.
I don't think she's saying that.
No, but what I'm saying
I think she's saying that.
He's a bit of a wallflower. Maybe.
Yeah, he's
letting people get away with it.
He's
in the office.
You know, he's letting people take advantage of him. Which is a different thing to
me. No, but that can happen because if you're a nice person, you give people leeway. A lot of people take. That's happened to me in the past.
But you have been in that situation so many times where people think because you're nice, you're going to put up with shit.
But you don't. That's what I mean. Yeah. So you get to the stage where you go, right, you give them kind of leeway and you think, you know, that, but then they take the piss and you're like, hold on a minute.
I'm a firm believer in always being nice to people. Because I feel like the people you meet on the way up, you're going to meet on the way down.
Mm.
And I think it's just nice to be nice, but I am definitely... I'm actually not that good at sticking up for myself.
You don't take any shit.
I don't take any shit, but I'm not good at sticking up for myself. I would die for Pete or anyone here. You know, I'm like, I can be a complete Rottweiler, but I find it difficult to stand up for myself, don't I? I'm always like, Pete, can you tell these people this? Or Pete, can you do that, don't I?
Yeah.
But if someone says... I'm like,
You're a good person to have in your corner.
Do you think you should start with like smaller things? So not going, because obviously it's hard to confront someone on a big scale, like in the office. Like maybe start with like, I don't know, waiters and waitresses or something like that. You know, my food's cold. I'm not really happy about that. Can I get it sent back? If it is cold, obviously not staying the piss. Because it's hard to just go in and go, all right, I'm fucking Don Juan today and bollock everyone if you're not like that.
He's saying it, like, coming in late, taking too much time off, missing deadlines.
He should just say, look, guys.
Oh, you just missed that deadline. I think it's... He needs to say that.
That's what I mean. In a boss role, he has to be more assertive. Yeah. I think for him as well, he will feel more confident in that role if he sets the boundaries, because sometimes if people are taking the piss and you kind of build it up in your head and it becomes a big, you know, you've done it so many times. I say to you, Pete, just tell them. You put it off and then when you actually do it, you go, God, I feel like I've had a huge weight lifted off my shoulders.
Mm. I deliberate.
Yeah.
Sometimes, whereas I've just then done it. Whereas I'll think about it for ages.
No, I'll tell him to send a text instead of going, I can't do Monday. It'll have to be another day. I'll tell him to write that and he'll go, but let me see what you've actually wrote. And it'll be like, hi, I can't really do Monday, but maybe I can. Let me see if I can change something. I'm like, you didn't write what I've just told you to write. That's
I
not
used to do that. I used to do that.
You're good now.
I can't be arsed anymore. Just tell him straight. I'm a geezer.
Good advice.
Be more geezer, Jane's husband. Have you enjoyed today?
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Have you had a great birthday?
I've had the best birthday. And that's genuine. Like, it's been so special. And I'll hopefully do something nice for your birthday.
Don't worry about it, baby. Listen, you know, I'm happy.
Got very low expectations.
Spend this whole pod saying how unhappy you are.
No, I'm not unhappy, Matt. There's always room for improvement in every relationship, but there's, you know, I'm very, very happy with the therapy crouch and you. And you, Ross.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers to that.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.